Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
She is gone. It's a grand slam.
Swung on, hit in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Inside the 8 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. Taking your calls at 877-337-6666. Now, I opened up talking about Trevor Bauer as he'll face your New York Yankees in Mexico over the weekend. And it just sucks that so many Yankee fans think that this is a tryout. They think that this is an opportunity for this man to impress. It's too late for that, if you ask me. And I think the real issue here that we need to be speaking on is, why do so many grown men want to excuse this behavior? Why do so many grown men call this station right here to lobby and campaign for a guy that's absolutely despicable, or was? But even when I say was, right, it wasn't like it was 30, 40 years ago. It was 5 years ago, 6 years ago. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, they put Bill Cosby under the jail for what he did. And I don't mean to laugh, but it's like, yo, there is no, it was just one case. It wasn't one case. And we don't want to know about every other case. But I feel like as days go on and more people join the Trevor's innocent, he's a victim, he was vulnerable, they took advantage of him side, these poor women that not all of them were looking for money, not all of them were, like, even if they were, like I said, two things could be true. You could be trying to be a gold digger, extort, which that's a tale as old as time with athletes. And they got to be smarter, yeah. But what this guy is accused of doing multiple times, it crosses the line. It's not just consensual sex. It's not consensual at all. It's abuse. It's assault. It's battery. Like, not to be graphic, but as we get later in the night, I feel like less children are listening. And I feel bad because I know a lot of kids listen to my show. I have a young man in here shadowing me right now who's a freshman at William Patterson, radio major, and I don't want to do this, but I felt like today I had to do this because this isn't something that you do at 1:30 in the morning. It's important and it needs to be talked about. Now, the allegations against Trevor Bauer, let's see from this article. To date, there are four women who have accused Bauer of similar behavior, including choking during sex, and at least one said that he repeatedly punched them in the genitals. That's who you want wearing your cap and your uniform. That's who you want your team to sign. You know, obviously he's denied all of these things or whatever, and now he's on this tour. But again, I want to take the side of the women that had this happen to them, that did not ask for this, even if they were trying to extort, even if they had intentions of, you know, getting some money out of it. I think there are a few women that don't want to be involved, that want to leave it in the past. And unfortunately, this guy is their abuser. He's the one that took advantage of them. And he's parading around like, oh, you know, nothing happened. It's all good. And, you know, I should be pitching in Major League Baseball. Santiago is in Kearney, New Jersey. Santiago, you got it.
Dick, thank you for taking my call. You know, I have a lot of respect for you, and I admire you a lot. But in this case, don't we have a justice system that, you know, has not charged this man for that crime? Because me, I was a serviceman, and I had 7 kids. I had 2 girls, and believe me, and I'm married with the same woman all my life. I believe in this. I believe also in second chance. And if, according to the fan host, including you, we don't supposed to have crime in America because everybody here is supposed to be perfect. Nonetheless,
I said we're not supposed to have crime. Where
No, that well, that's what you're saying, because all us as a nation, we do a lot of bad things.
No. You guys are hearing what you want to hear. So that's another thing you guys love to do. You listen to us talk on this microphone and you make it what you want to make it. I'm not letting you do that. I didn't hang up on you, Santiago, but you're not about to talk over me and say what I said. Crime? We're not supposed to have crime? We're in New York City. What are you talking about? People are getting shot in the head on the subway. I am talking about what this guy did to lose his opportunity in Major League Baseball. I don't care if he never gets it back, and I know he's never going to get an opportunity here for the Mets or the Yankees, and you guys keep calling to campaign for him. You keep calling with ifs and buts and what ifs and what about isms. And like, it's honestly making me sick. I can't wait to take a break and be off air for a little while because I don't get it. I don't understand how so many grown men say, hey, he wasn't charged. Yeah, but when you read the rap sheet, when you hear about what he did, there should not be a part of you that says he deserves a second chance. This is a guy that abused his power and his position. And if he gets a second chance in Major League Baseball, I'm letting you know it's not going to be here. And I'm letting you know that you should stop calling the fan to support a guy that had a habit of abusing women in the bedroom to the point where he put a few of them in a hospital. There's multiple charges and cases. And, like, you can lean on the legal system like Santiago just said. You know the legal system isn't true and perfect and effective. Santiago, come back in and finish what you were saying.
Kip, let me tell you something. I admire you, but it's okay. If it's your point of view, and if you think your point of view is better than everybody else, good for you.
Okay, thanks. Have a good night. Get out of your car and turn the fan off. This is my show, and this is what I get to do because I felt like it was necessary. And you know what? There's someone listening that's saying, thanks, Keith. Thanks for taking that position to say that you're not going to support Trevor Bauer. As much as you love sports and baseball and the Yankees and all of that, tonight you decided to actually say, enough is enough. It's Women's History Month. I have women in my life that I love, and if something happened to them like this, even if they're intentions weren't pure, and then that guy was being supported by so many other guys, I'd have a problem with it. I have a problem with him. And I do have a problem with him. And I have a problem with you if you're calling up and you wait on hold just to say, well, what about this? And we're not going to do this all night, but I'm waiting for somebody to actually call with something that breaks through. There's definitely someone smarter than me listening, a legal professional, someone that may know more than I know. What I know is he's not signed right now. And it's March 18th. Teams have been free to sign him. When did he come in here with BT and Sal? February? January, maybe? So, what's the holdup? Let's go to Jackson Heights. Nick, you're on the fan next.
Keith, my friend, how are you? Great show as always.
Yeah, you know, for now we'll address it and then we'll move on to the other stuff that's not as heavy and not important, like the bracket and everything else.
I'll be quick about that first matter. First of all, I can't believe what I'm hearing on the radio with all these people calling in, and I'll use the word people for lack of a better term, because what is going on in the society is reprehensible. And I don't go into the details about how I feel, but I feel like you feel. And I'm not smarter. I'm definitely not an attorney, but there's a little thing missing called common sense, and that's lacking too much in today's world. I do want to tell you about the Cowboys, because being a Cowboys fan like you, a little bit longer than you, they released Gallup. I know Van Der Esch was hurt. They released him. What are we going to do about Dak this year? Is he going to play? Yes, he's going to play. Are they going to re-sign him? I'm very troubled, Keith, because we get to the end and we can't finish. And that's very troubling.
Yeah.
I've seen all 8 Super Bowls. I've seen the 70s and the 80s, but that's not good enough because we want to win, and it's a really problematic situation.
It's funny mentioned Dak. Yeah, go ahead.
Really quickly, Keith, I'm sorry. The last thing I want to mention, if this guy beans one of the Yankees in that game in Mexico, somebody better take him out.
Oh, yeah, they got full reason to charge the mound. Clear the benches, the bullpen, go after him. But, you know, if he's one of the 15 best pitchers in the world, he's going to have some control. He didn't have any control in the bedroom. Thanks for the call, Nick. So, you know, Nick's topic pops up, and I'm thinking he's going to point to the allegations with Dak Prescott, because the topic is Trevor Bauer / Dak Prescott. There's a woman accusing Dak Prescott of sexual assault, and Dak has countersued her for extortion. This goes on. But we haven't seen any pictures. We haven't heard of multiple victims. This isn't the type of... Dak Prescott, I don't know if he's going to be suspended from the NFL because of this thing. I don't know how valid this thing is. I don't know what this thing is yet. It's in the early on stages of it. But it's not a good look for him, for the Dallas Cowboys, or the NFL. And trust me, fellas, like, I played college football. And the culture in college is college football players get drunk, and there's about 80 of us. And then we party, and we go places, whether it's on campus or off campus, and things happen. I have been privy to some things that I have stepped out of, walked away from. What I'm getting at is, like, these type of things go on. I said in my open in college, it had happened to girls that I dated, were friends with. I'm talking about date rape. I'm talking about gang rape. I hate to have to talk about this stuff, but it needs to be spoken on. It's not cool. And it's on us as men to not allow it to be cool. It's on us as men to say, no, guys that do that type of stuff, you're ostracized. Like, you don't get to come back. Because you know what? If you come back and you get that power again, you might do it again. And then how do the rest of us look? Going to bat for you. So I don't know what the deal is here with Dak. I know Dak just celebrated the birth of his first daughter. So I know it's got to be troubling for him to have that and this lawsuit. Now back to what Nick was talking about. Dak is up for a contract extension. But I don't know if he or the Dallas Cowboys want to extend beyond this year. Follow me here. Dak has a 2-5 record in the playoffs. It's super toxic being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys when you ultimately get to the playoffs and lose. You can have 12-5, 12-5, 12-5, 3 years in a row as your regular season record, not get to the divisional round, and then the most embarrassing one was this year when everybody thought they had the softest landing spot. You get rolled. That game is over by half. Dak may want a change of scenery. He's made a ton of money as a fourth-round quarterback. Jerry Jones completely fumbled the bag as far as not picking up his rookie option, trying to franchise tagging him, never believing in him. Now Dak is got almost a $60 million cap hit. So the Cowboys reworked his contract to reduce that cap hit. $5 million roster bonus was converted into a signing bonus to reduce that cap hit by $4 million. So now it's just over $55 million. $55, $60 is a lot of money for a guy that you ultimately don't believe in. We know Jerry Jones doesn't believe in him because he traded a fourth-round pick for Trey Lance. If Justin Fields plays 51% of the snaps for the Pittsburgh Steelers, that sixth-round pick that the Bears got from the Steelers turns into a fourth-round pick for a guy that's got a bunch of starts that's actually played. Trey Lance hasn't played. Look at the rest of the quarterbacks that have been traded and moved around. Jerry Jones gave him up, or Jerry Jones gave up a fourth-round pick to bring him, and we don't even know if he could. Like, I'm so done with Dallas. You guys hear me talk about my son, and the callers ask. I'm so serious about this. When my son gets old enough to, like, pick an NFL team, we're going to go on a tour. We're going to take a look at all the teams. Some teams are probably off limits, but we're going to take a long, hard look at the NFL and where it is and where it's going. And I'm going to say, Jackson, you pick a team, and I got you. Daddy will buy you the jerseys, hats, take you to the stadium. I don't care if we got to fly there. That's your team. That's who you're rolling with. That's who we're rolling with. I picked the Dallas Cowboys with nobody to tell me to. I picked the Dallas Cowboys some 30 years ago. And at this point, I've told y'all, I packed up that Dallas Cowboys gear after the season, put it in a bag in the back of my closet. That bag is one bad day from getting donated, and then I just never put that star back on me again. Like, that's where I've gotten as a fan. Stay down till you come up. Yeah, well, I feel like the Dallas fans are down. Big down. Big D stands for big down year. All in. All in denial. Big disappointment. Big disaster waiting to happen. Yeah, there's some sports talk outside of Trevor Bauer. I mean, Tyron Smith comes over from Dallas. And if you heard me on the late night talking about him, I first said don't make that move because I thought he was going to command a larger contract for more years. Man, applaud Joe Douglas for getting him. The Chiefs were interested in him. There's a chance that he goes and plays with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And what'd they offer him? Nothing? Joe Douglas gets this guy over here. And, yeah, he didn't play much. He was hurt all the time in the last few years. I won't say much. He didn't play enough. But when he was healthy, when he was a little bit younger, he was one of the best. He was a Pro Bowler. He was a guy that they drafted and started playing when he was 20. Just a monster of a human being. And if he's motivated to block for Aaron Rodgers and show that he's not cooked in this league and hit all those incentives, you're going to have a good guy at left tackle. But I'm still on board with drafting your left tackle of the future because this is a one-year deal. This could go south. He could get hurt in training camp. Oh, that's another thing. I kept telling you guys how they babied him. He didn't have to practice all week. For like the last few years, he didn't have to go through any physical drills. It's kind of tough to step into an NFL game and be that effective and be up to game speed. And a lot of these edge rushers now are fast. They're faster. Let's see what he's still got in the tank. I applaud the signing because when you look at Tyron Smith, John Simpson, Joe Tippmann, Elijah Vera Tucker, and Moses Morgan, your number one priority was to fix that offensive line in front of Aaron Rodgers, and that got done in the first week of free agency. Jets fans, we'll talk about it. 877-337-6666. I wouldn't draft Brock Bowers, and that's no slight to drop Brock Bowers. He is like, I don't even know what tight end to compare him to. He's got playmaking ability like a younger Kelsey had. I don't know what tight end to compare him to. He is a game breaker, but I feel like at 10, you don't take a tight end there when you have tight ends. You take a weapon, you take a position of need, or you trade back. So if Rome Odunze is there at 10, that's the move. Go look up that kid's highlights. Going deep, contested balls. If you're a Jets fan, start dreaming of potentially Aaron Rodgers airing it out to Rome Odunze. Okay, all the calls are Trevor Bauer, except for this one. Josh is up in the Bronx. He's been waiting since the Open.
It doesn't matter, Keith. You're the man. I wait for you. I wasn't going to call you, but after hearing about the NCAA and everything, I'm looking at the schedule here, and I see James Madison University is playing the Wisconsin Badgers at 9:40 p.m. on CBS, Friday night, March 22nd. I want to give you a shout-out on that.
Yeah.
And I want to wish you and your family a great time down at the Yankees spring training and everything. And when you get back and everything, we'll call you and we'll talk to you again. Great show. And as far as Trevor Bauer goes, give me the big boy pants because I'm a gentleman and I respect women and everything else like that. There's no need for me. Look, I'm almost 70 years old, man. And, you know, I don't play that game. Thank you for taking my call. Have a great time.
Thanks for waiting and thanks for the words, Josh. And, yeah, thanks for bringing up the Fighting Dukes of JMU. I mean, I've been watching them be giant killers all season. You probably heard me talk about the football team. That's where I signed my letter of intent coming out of high school to go play quarterback in Harrisonburg, Virginia at James Madison University. As you hear me talk about experiences that I've had in college, the party life with football teams, with vulnerable girls under the influence. Anyway, James Madison University, they are what they told us they were going to be. And ultimately, I left. You know, the girls in the party, it was too much for me. But ultimately, I left, and I've always rooted for them because in my heart of hearts, that's where I wanted to go. That's who recruited me. That's where I thought I was going to graduate. Maybe if I do, I don't end up here on The Fan. But I'm proud of the school. Like, the football team had a great year. I just think they fell into the hype. College game day comes there. Shout out to PFT, another JMU guy. They hype up the game so much. And then App State. App State, the last game that I dressed for at James Madison University, we lost at App State in the playoffs. App State knocks them off. And then the basketball team says, hey, you guys are getting way too much love on campus. All the girls want to hang out with the football players. All the girls are talking about this football player in their class. What do we do to upstage JMU, who went to their first, or JMU football, who went to their first bowl game this year? They've got the national attention on them. Well, we need to go out there and ball. We need to go and beat every big school we face. We need to win the Sun Belt, and we need to go dancing and get in the tournament. And I don't think they've done that very often. I don't think that this James Madison team has been there. Like, I don't remember them being good. I remember I used to kick it with some of the basketball players. Not really, because we used to be at odds. Like, the basketball team is like 15 dudes versus the football team is 80 dudes. It's just we're all hunting the same cattle. We're all going after the same chicks. Like, it wasn't really like the basketball players and the football players rub shoulders too much. But congrats to James Madison University. And the era that they're in right now, going D1, like D1, D1. It was 1AA when I went there, but they had always projected to be a big-time school, and they're doing it. I hope they knock off Wisconsin. I was talking about last week picking these 5-12 upsets. There you go, but I don't know. Wisconsin is just another level, but maybe those boys from Harrisonburg, Virginia are up for the task. March Madness is upon us. We can talk about that. 877-337-6666, more sports talk when we come back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Although things are going to change next year, we're going to move across the street. There are a few things with the New York Yankees that never change. That's pride, it's tradition, and most of all, we have the greatest fans in the world.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. Okay, we got to talking a little bit more about sports. But sometimes, you know, you got to kind of put the sports takes and fun stuff to the side and talk about some serious things that actually matter, especially when I feel like the other side has infested this station over the last couple months. And I don't know when it'll end. Maybe it'll end when some of you get your hopes and the Oakland A's sign Trevor Bauer. But I don't even think they're dumb enough to do that. 877-337-6666. So, I mean, the long and short of it is, I don't care that this was in his past. I don't care that this was thrown out of court. I don't care that we know that this girl was trying to get him for money. I don't want him on my team. I don't think he's going to be signed on my team. And that's it. But there is a guy that is signed on my team, Marcus Stroman, who a lot of you have way more hatred and ire and just like general nastiness towards. This guy isn't accused of doing anything like Trevor Bauer. He just might have blocked you on the internet and talked about your team when he wasn't on the team. But I'm rooting for him. Specifically last week, we heard people dragging his name for not wanting to change his routine in a conversation that he had with the Yankees, right? A conversation that they all had together and decided it was best for him to stay on his routine and his plan that he had been planning for over a month to be the third game pitcher and be the opening day pitcher in the Bronx. Also in his plans, this guy is into wine. We know that Gerrit Cole is into wine. I also got to check out Marcus Stroman's children's books. So I'm just chilling on Instagram today, and shout out to Matthew Kaner, who works for the Men's Journal. The Men's Journal has an article out right now that says New York native drops wine label ahead of first season pitching for New York Yankees. Wine lover and New York Yankees pitcher Marcus Stroman brings you La Carenage. I don't know if that's how exactly to say it. La Carenage. La Carenage. I'll have to ask Matt during the break for the pronunciation. But anyway, today marks the debut of it, a California-based wine project spearheaded by Marcus. And after making his major league debut and taking MLB by storm back in 2014, I met him in the 2014 MLB Fan Cave, Marcus fell in love and fell down the wine rabbit hole thanks to his generous veteran teammates who would regularly bring captivating bottles of wine into the clubhouse to share. So, shout out to Stroman, and if you're into wine, it's L-E space C-A-R-E-N-A-G, La Carenage, inaugural wine, and yeah, it's brought to you by your third-day pitcher for the New York Yankees, newly signed and acquired Marcus Stroman. But let's get back to the phones, because there are fans that want the Yankees to sign Trevor Bauer because of one girl sending a text message saying that she was going to get the bag and his campaign trail that he's been on and you not being able to see through that because you're such a wild sports fan, such a baseball fan, such a Yankee fan, such a Mets fan. You want them to sign him for the bare minimum. Why not? Give him a second chance. They gave Michael Vick a second chance. What about Domingo? It's not the same. Every case is different. And his cases are still pending. Lou is in Astoria, next up on The Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm going to knock this down by 9 and have some other things to talk about for sure.
Beautiful. How's everything at home? Good?
Fantastic. Excited to go on a trip. Honestly, I've been packing and planning and doing research and just like trying to make sure I'm good to bring my baby to the airport and get him to where he's got to go.
That's good. Listen, before I go to Bowers, I'll be real quick about it. I'm concerned with Judge right now. And the reason being is in the first game in spring training, he had a couple of hits, okay? And then everything else was strikeouts. So why is this guy not in the lineup and getting ready for the starting of the season is very concerning to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know what I'm trying to say.
No, I know.
But you know what?
Because the Yankees don't tell you everything, and as a Yankee fan, you're jaded. You're going off a past experience. You're like, this can't be good. He can't swing. He can do some drills, but he can't do the thing that we know him for, hitting home runs.
You know, it's concerning right now. You know, now that we got Cole out in it, and I don't think he's going to be 100%. Even if he comes in an opening day, he's not going to be able to do anything because, you know why,
Cole is completely compromised. We dodged the worst-case scenario, but that doesn't mean that this is best-case scenario, Cole. We don't know what Cole is going to be, fingers crossed. And same with Judge. If this was the regular season, would Judge be on the IL right now? I'm guessing so. If he can't take 4 spring training at-bats, if he's that spring beat up from swinging the bat, I think the Yankees are trying to slow play this. I think they're hoping that he rests and rehabs and rejuvenates and can play opening day. But that's just another couple weeks from, his abs or whatever, his oblique tweaking again.
Yeah. Okay, kids, listen. On this bad situation, don't get upset. I mean, I'm just going to try to get something clear here. I mean, I am 100% with you. I got 2 daughters, okay? And I'll tell you what. There will be a reason why the only time that I would go to jail if somebody harms one of my girls. I'm letting you know that is exactly what I would do.
Sure.
I don't care. You don't mess around with my girls, okay? But as far as Bowers is concerned, okay, I understand what your point is, the way you're standing on it, but you should never allow the Yankees, Major League Baseball, the Dodgers, or anybody else, if you guys feel this bad about this guy, to be allowed to be pitching against our league, Major League Baseball, okay? It's not right. I mean, you know, there's other players in America. I want to mention a couple of players, but I'm not going to tell you the details. David Cohn, LT, there's a lot of players out there that don't think that are very terrible, okay? But to me, I mean, and then your outstation, WFAN, had the nerve to bring this guy in and actually treat him like he's a victim. Okay, I didn't like that at all. So I'm just not trying to tell you that. You know, I'm not telling you to go out there and say, hey, Yankees, commissioner, this game should never take place because this guy can probably even hit one of our players. He's throwing 99 right now and put somebody out for good. Your thought?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Lou. What I'll say is I think circumstances change. Your feelings are allowed to change. The information that you get may be different. And, you know, I listened to that whole interview with BT and Sal. I thought they did a good job with it, but I kind of at the end was just left unsure, like what to think or what to believe. And now weeks later, after listening, like I said, I listen to the fan like you do every day. I host a show and I just keep hearing this guy's name come up as if there's no real baggage attached to him because one case got dismissed. And this girl had text messages saying that she was trying to get money from him. Okay. And then we just love to do these whataboutisms. Like, if you're going to mention what David Cohn did in the past or what LT did in the past is not right now. We're in the present. In the present day, what this guy did a couple years ago has got him out of baseball and potentially forever out of baseball because it's not a good look. It's not a good look. And we can't keep doing the whataboutisms. We can't keep trying to say, well, this guy did this and this guy did that. No, we're talking about this guy right now, specifically because here in New York, Kodai Senga went down, Gerrit Cole went down, and I hear on this station every night people calling to lobby for this man, and I don't understand why you guys are on his campaign trail. I don't understand why you guys hold him in such high regard. It's weird, honestly. Grown men that just, I don't know, think that this guy is worth bringing in here and they're able to just erase all of the potential things that come with him from their mind. Oh yeah, well, you know, he was railroaded, blah, blah, blah. Like, I just, if you understand one message from me tonight, it's this. It's not going to happen. It shouldn't happen. It definitely won't happen here in New York with either team. They could have already explored it. And we don't want it to happen because then we're going to find out more than we really want to know. I don't really want to know. The little bit that I'm privy to, that people are texting me, that people have sent to me on Twitter, that this one woman has put out now, because, yeah, what else is she going to do with her life? You're the face of this. You're attached forever to Trevor Bauer. You tried to extort him. You got beat up during it, and it went further than you actually thought. But now you're the one. Even though there's potentially 10, even though there's a pattern of this, even though that this guy was an absolute monster to these women because he felt empowered. He felt like he was the millionaire all-star pitcher. And who are these women that are just showing up for the night with him? He's going to do whatever he wants to. If you get one thing from the show, that's not cool. That's not okay. And it's not about any other examples before him or different examples. It's about this one guy not getting back into baseball right now. And he served his suspension, yeah. But just because he didn't do any time and we don't have all the information yet, I just think that you guys got to be better. I think as men, we all got to be better, specifically when we're talking about sports and what these guys do outside of their sports. Bobby and Belmore, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, hi, Keith. Before quickly I get to Bauer, you know, my daughter over the weekend was at a bar. Guy, you know, they exchange Instagram. Guy wanted to take her home. She said no. The girlfriend came by, also said no. The guy punches the girlfriend in the face, puts her in the hospital. So, I mean, this is a society.
Yeah,
that,
I'm sorry to hear that. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just what you're talking about. And speaking of Bauer, you know, look at, I know Herman, you know, you could, but he did punch the girl in the face, you know, Key. I mean, that's, yeah, and the Yankees bring him back.
Well,
I
so
mean,
let's do the Herman thing, right? Herman at CC Sabathia had a gala. I think we were about to play the Angels or just played the Angels. I remember the Yankees having an off day. I remember myself saying, okay, it was over there at Hudson Yards. I'm like, this isn't good. These guys are going to be drinking. Who knows what comes of this? A DUI? Who knows? What came of it was, from what I heard, Domingo Herman having no self-awareness and unfortunately doing something that he had probably done 20 times before, smacked his wife in the face
right
at the table. That was seen by MLB people. That was seen by the Yankees, and they had to do something about it. I'm not saying it's right or okay, but he served his suspension, and I think he obviously had to do some type of rehab, and the Yankees put him through some things, and he came back. But also, but also his wife, right? We're not talking about a one-time thing or a random encounter. His wife didn't divorce him. They have multiple kids together. I pray that she's okay and that, you know, that didn't continue, but his wife didn't leave him, and everybody else ran with all of this judgment on the Yankees. We don't know exactly what they did to help him.
Well, he did destroy the furniture in the clubhouse. What was it, last year?
And that was the last straw. Clearly, he still had a drinking problem, and the Yankees moved on from him, but take a look now. He signed with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Right, of course.
Smacking someone in the face, which, like, is not okay, is a far away from punching someone in their genitals repeatedly, punching women in the face, knocking them unconscious, filming it.
I understand, and there's a multiple, you know, there's different levels of it. Look at Von Miller. He was on a Buffalo Bills after choking his girlfriend. He's still on the team.
Yeah.
And I mean, look at Aaron Hernandez, the University of Florida. How many times did they cover up?
Ultimately, it is sad that because these guys can pitch or because these guys can catch a football, they're above it. And why do you think that they act like that in the first place? Because they know that. And we have to do better. We have to do a lot better because there are young men like the man that you spoke of or young men that you spoke of that felt so entitled that he could punch a woman in the face because she didn't want to go home with him. She didn't accept his pass at her. That guy should have had his ass beat right physically there. Where were the other guys? The other guys probably just looking around like, oh, that's crazy.
Right. Well, that's what these kids are today. And, you know, look at Deshaun Watson. I mean, he got rewarded with the highest paid.
Disgusting. Disgusting. I'm waiting for the real men to step up and start speaking on it and saying, yo, this isn't it. This isn't right. Because I have a daughter. Because I have a mother. Because I have a sister. And I wouldn't want that to be them. You know, some guys got to start stepping up and putting their foot down. There's just a certain way to carry yourself and way to be. And that is not it.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, would you be totally shocked if Bauer pitches really well, he doesn't get picked up? If he gets picked up from a major league team, would it actually really surprise? Would you be shocked? I really wouldn't be shocked, unfortunately. But that's, you know, I'm not saying the Oakland A's, but it could be a contending team that might take a flyer on him in a minimum wage.
I said the Astros need pitching. They'd rather spend on Blake Snell than pay nothing for Trevor Bauer. Thanks for the call, Bobby. I would be shocked because now we are 10 days away from opening day. I would be shocked at what city, what owner, what GM is willing to bring on this headache and potential can of worms for a 3 or 4 starter, if he's that. I don't think he's an ace. I don't think he's there. Like, we'll see how he pitches against the Yankees in Mexico, this stunt. But all I'm saying is I'm not going for it. So if you call my show after tonight, I don't know, after he pitches and I come back next week and you're, hey, Keith, Bauer pitched pretty good, we're just not going to have the conversation. But I realized I had ducked it for a little while. I had got frustrated in the late night, like 1:30, and spoke on it. But we don't need to hide that conversation. We're having it for everybody to hear. 877-337-6666. I'll take my last Bauer calls. But like once we get to the halfway point of this show, 9:30, we're moving on. And I'm not speaking on it again. He doesn't really deserve all of this talk. But the talk is, from my end, against him. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Full windup by Clemens. And a swing on hit high in the air, deep to center field, way back. It may go. Gone! A grand slam! A grand slam! Mike Piazza!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We're back. We're looking at some things on the internet. Honestly, the internet sucks because that's another platform for you confused grown men to call in, or not call in, but to write to me and express how much you love Trevor Bauer. I don't understand why. I don't understand how. Says a lot about you if that's what you're choosing to do. 877-337-6666. I'm choosing to slowly get off the conversation because you don't hear me anyway. Some people do, though. Shout out to you if you've reached out. My mom just texted me. My guy Lee from Casamigos. Some other good folks. Evan Roberts. My phone is going off. Between Twitter, I haven't really got to, but there's a lot of people that understand how nuanced this conversation is, and how there's a constant, like I just said to Evan, like, bro, it's hard to have this conversation because, like, I don't want to talk about the subject matter. It's like you're trying to, like, not step on grenades. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this isn't the tone of my show. I like to have fun. I like to joke. I like to talk about every sport. But, like, we're talking about something that's dead serious. And it's kind of crazy to me that, like, you guys don't want it to be that serious. You guys are taking the stance of, like, it's not that big of a deal. You got this all wrong. He should be back to doing his job. Like, I think that's what I originally thought, and then I looked more into it for myself. So maybe you need to dig deeper. Maybe you need to take some time to just do a couple little Google searches and read, and then just think about the women in your life. Maybe you don't value them, though. Maybe if they got caught in a situation like this, you would tell them, hey, well, that guy deserves to be back in Major League Baseball. No, he doesn't. He doesn't deserve that. Like, that's why I said playing baseball in major leagues is a privilege. Yeah, he worked to get there, but he threw it all away. So, OG Anunoby, there's an unclear return timetable for him. Paulie just told me during the break, and I'm looking all this stuff up now, that, you know, the Knicks obviously are on a West Coast swing, and OG flew home to get an MRI. And let's see. They just don't know. They said we need it to calm down. How long he's out is unclear, but it is certainly a concern for this Knicks team. After missing 18 games while having the surgery, like, he's still going to miss some more games. It's tough. Like I said, that guy was the guy when they traded for him. Immediate change happened with the Knicks team and rotations and not having him. Well, you got to shut him down possibly till the playoffs. Same thing with the Yankees. You might have to shut him down until opening day as far as Aaron Judge and maybe even DJ and obviously Cole and This is the reality of sports, specifically here in New York. We are plagued by it. I mean, we're also plagued by grown men calling to campaign for Trevor Bauer, but it is what it is. Let's go to Eric and Bethpage on the Fan before break. What's up, Eric? Go for it.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. I'll be quick because I know we want to get through with this. Number one, sorry about the voice. My two lovely daughters, 5 and 3, have gotten me terribly ill, and I got nothing in my throat, so I wouldn't be doing what you're doing right now.
Hey, but, I appreciate it. God bless you being a father, champing it out, and deciding to call into the show.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to thank you. I've been visually impaired for about like 2 years, so I really can't see much at night. And I got my headphones in listening to you. And after Steve took over, I didn't really know what I was going to think. But I tune in every night, and my lovely wife is like, will you take the damn headphones out and listen to me? I'm like, no, I'm listening to Keith and going to sleep.
Thank you.
But anywho, I don't think that Vic really relates here, because dogs and humans are a little bit different. And you got guys like Herman and Reyes and Bobby Hull, the Hall of Fame hockey player who passed away. And even before the internet, like you just said, the internet sucks. Like Mickey Mantle even done some dumb stuff. Doc Gooden, Daryl. And, I'm not going to go back and forth with you. Like I said, I can't really talk. I just wanted you to hear me, and I'll leave you with one quote. I'm a deadhead, and it's, if one man among you has got no sin upon his hand, let him cast a stone at me. So I just want to hear what you have to say. And I know how you feel, but I just want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, thanks for the call and the compliments, and I could speak to the other side of it. I understand Trevor Bauer being an athlete, working his whole life to get to the heights that he reached. I understand him thinking that he was on top of the world, signing that big contract with the Dodgers, coming off of Cy Young. He had his whole Watch Momentum YouTube channel blowing up. Rachel Luba, his agent, who is a woman herself, she got featured in the Forbes 30 Under 30 because she signed this big deal with Trevor Bauer. There's one thing to sin. There's one thing to make mistakes. It's another thing to be consistently sinning and making those mistakes in the dark, thinking they would never come to light. Then when they do, and you get suspended for it, and it's still in the process of being vetted out, being investigated, things going to trial, you go right back. Like, if you guys remember, Bauer came out too soon, right? There was a time he couldn't wait to get on Twitter to say, I'm vindicated, I win, I'm trying to get back. There's a reason that he's not back, and it's because we don't know everything that went on. You don't have all the information. Major League Baseball does. If they don't have all of it, they're still working on getting some of it. So I understand nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. I try to be a good man. I try to be a good husband, a good son, a good brother. Treat women with respect. But we also are acting like this guy did this as a young man. He did this as a grown man, established. He knew what he was doing. And like I've said before tonight, with great power comes great responsibility. Spider-Man quote. I learned it when I went to see Spider-Man for my like 12th or 13th birthday. When you get to a certain level, to whom much is given, much is expected. And then when we learn that's what you do, there's a good chance that you don't get it back. 877-337-6666. 2 hours down, 3 more hours to go. Keith McPherson on the Fan, right back after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.